This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide, and I'm as excited about this as I've ever been excited about anything in my 25 years on air. James O'Keefe doesn't want to call himself a legend or his great intrepid crew of investigators legends, but they are. And it's very fair to say, if it wasn't for James O'Keefe and all of you magnifying his great crew's work and Drudge Report and everybody else, Trump wouldn't be in office. This country would already be under the rule of people like AOC. James O'Keefe of ProjectVeritas.com has broken hundreds of stories that have brought the establishment to their knees. But this latest one with the head of Google censorship, and the group has an Orwellian name, is the biggest yet. Google executive, and there's a bunch of these people on tape, admits election meddling to prevent Trump winning 2020, brags Congress can pressure us, but we're not changing. The 25-minute report, it's at ProjectVeritas.com, it's at InfoWars.com, it's at NewsWars.com, it's at DrudgeReport.com. I don't care where you get it, but your email, your text messages, that gets past the censors, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, get it out. Call Congress. Call talk radio. This is the total proof and their arrogance. James O'Keefe just got in the cockpit. He'll be with us for the next 15 minutes. James, get right to, I believe this is your biggest coup yet. This is because this lady's so high level. Tell us what's unfolded.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, it is a 25-minute report. We uploaded it this morning. It's on Drudge and Red. And this is a video recording of an insider, that's someone who currently works for Google, blowing the whistle. It comes on the heels of a story from a Pinterest insider, which I know your audience saw. So there's this sort of watershed moment where they're all coming forward. Now, what this video shows is it shows the insider talking about algorithmic unfairness. That's a term you probably haven't heard before. The confidential documents, which I have a copy of here and appear in the video, and I'm going to read from the document. It says, quote, in some cases, it may be appropriate to take no action if the system, that's Google, accurately affects reality, while in other cases, it may be desirable to consider how we might help society reach a more fair and equitable state via product intervention. So these documents show algorithmic unfairness. The executive named Janai on the secret recording obtained by Project Veritas shows how they want to affect the 2020 election outcome. So all these things corroborate each other. It is a huge story, Alex. An insider, whistleblower, secret recordings of the executives inside of Google, and the documents. And it shows Google's efforts to basically augment reality and to quote the Google documents, have an impact on the masses to get the agenda they want.
James, when I got up this morning and saw this, nothing gives me butterflies. Nothing gives me short of breath. I almost had an anxiety attack on how in the hell am I going to make a big enough deal about this? And then a text message came in from the producer. Oh, we've got James O'Keefe. I was like, because I want to beat these people. And we know they've been doing it. You've caught them a bunch yourself. We've caught them. They brag about it. And now you've got like the Holy Grail, the Rosetta Stone, the skeleton key. I mean, she's on there. Others are on there just admitting it. And this term product intervention. Sundar is up before Congress 8 months ago saying we don't intervene in anything. I mean, the perjury alone.
Yeah. And that one of the things that this Jen Janai, who's the head of Google Innovation, says, you just showed the quote. She said that we're not changing. Congress can pressure us, but we don't want to show up. We're not changing. So I think one of the things the insider told me was how amazing there he is. Congress can pressure us, but we're not changing. And she specifically says that Liz Warren, I like Liz Warren, but you know, Liz Warren has some problems because if they break Google up, says this Jen Janai, then small companies won't be able to stop Trump, but we can. We can prevent the a big company can prevent Trump's situation, whereas smaller companies cannot. So the issue is, Alex, that the Google is classified as a public platform.
I understand. Section 230, back in 60, James O'Keefe, the legend. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula, but the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth, it is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've been interviewing James O'Keefe for 10 years since he blew open Acorn, and I've seen all the devastating victories and them trying to indict him and their failures. But to sit here and have him have the head of Google censorship with this weird Orwellian name of the office caught in undercover video, you realize how hard it is to get this, to penetrate, to infiltrate. This is like the Allies in 1941 getting the Enigma code from the Nazis, okay? If Congress and the president don't act, then they must be complicit, which we know Trump isn't. But his underlings are bought off by Google and keep, you know, he's not lobbying and taking lobbying money, but they are. This has gone to the president. It needs to go mega viral. It's at DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, ProjectVeritas.com. Get it out. 25-minute report. Total evidence of Google election meddling in 2020. Trump must act now. Reddit blocks Project Veritas. The group exposes Google election meddling. Insider blows whistle on exec. Reveals Google plan to prevent Trump situation 2020. They are scared of this. This is kryptonite to their fraud. So we've got 8.5 minutes till we're at break. You got to go. You've got the floor. Am I right in saying this is probably the most important thing you've ever broken? This is the total
proof. This is by far the biggest thing we ever broke. I mean, a lot of people are thinking, what's going to happen? Well, first of all, the story just came out. I think Congress is going to hold hearings. The lawmakers are telling me, sort of here, they're texting me, we're going to have hearings in July. But, I mean, the video is 25 minutes long, so I've only got about 8 minutes, so let me just try to get through some of the facts here and maybe talk about it. I'm not one to characterize people. I'm just going to quote them, okay, Alex? I'm not going to characterize them. That man in the shadow you see, the insider, is a current Google employee. And one of the things he said to me when I was interviewing him, he said, James, people would think this is a conspiracy theory if it weren't for the documents. And one of the documents he gave me says, and I'm going to quote them, this is Google, not me, not you, it says, quote, training data are collected and classified, algorithms are programmed, media are filtered, ranked, aggregated, and generated. People like us are programmed. That's a direct quote. People like us are programmed. And one of the things that this executive says is that people who believe with and agree with President Trump will not like our definition of, quote, fairness. That's Jen Janai, the woman you're looking at right there. People who voted for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness. So what's interesting, Alex, is that Google is saying here that they're able to define fairness and this algorithmic unfairness, and they have product intervention. So what the Google insider did is sat down with me, and he Googled Hillary Clinton's emails, that's just the phrase. And you can do it right now at your home computer. And it doesn't autocomplete, even though millions of people search for that. But then he typed in Donald Trump's emails, and it did autocomplete, even though very few people search for that. So Google is actually meddling in an election by virtue of defining what is fair and what is not fair, and they would never admit this publicly. And right now, they're in a huge world of trouble because that is not a low-level ranking employee. That is the head of their entire innovation department. And she, as well as Gaurav Gite, corroborated the Google algorithmic unfairness document. Now, Alex, one thing I must tell you.
And that's the censorship. That's the censorship blueprint. She's the head of innovation, which is ending the old algorithm, what's popular, going to censorship.
I mean, you couldn't get better descriptors for the names of the departments if you went to Orwell or the protagonist Winston in 1984 who edits out. That, remember that movie where he edits out all the newspaper?
Yeah, Ministry of Truth is the Ministry of Law.
Ministry of Truth. I mean, this document's called Definition of Algorithmic Unfairness. It's labeled privileged and confidential. Now, many of you are wondering, wow, these people are real heroes for blowing the whistle. Hell yeah, they're heroes. They make a lot of money and they don't care. And one of the things he said, the man in the silhouette there who works for Google, is that I'm nothing but an ant. He says, I'm going after Goliath here. And I said, are you scared? Are you frightened? He said, you know what? I hope I get away with it, but there are some things bigger than me. He said this to me.
Beautiful.
He said, there are some things bigger than me. And you know what's happened in the last few hours? I've already had a dozen more people email me. And I think you're seeing a watershed moment right now, right here today, as I said, where people are going to come forward, Alex, because they want the people to know what's going on.
You said it, James. It's not hype. You can feel the history. This is watershed. And all the whistleblowers, it's now just cascading. And you look at the arrogance of their head of censorship under this Orwellian term, and she goes, it doesn't matter what Congress does. Well, you notice Sundar wouldn't even go to Congress a year ago and testify. And then they gave all the secrets that the Pentagon had given them to the Chinese with their Dragonfly operation and their censorship office and their AI project. And then now suddenly they're having to grovel a bit at the executive level, but still their employees, like you said, are programmed cult members still carrying this out. This is incredible.
Their words, not yours. They say that they're trying to, quote, program the people. And one of the things that Janai says is the reasons we launched the artificial intelligence principles, there it is, ML fairness, is because people were not putting that line in the sand, that they were not saying what's fair and what's equitable. So we're like, we're a big company, we're going to say it. So what Janai is saying is don't bust us up, Elizabeth Warren. By the way, I'm anxious to see what Elizabeth Warren has to say about this, because she's being attacked by this Google executive. What they're saying is don't break us up, don't get involved, antitrust, because we need to stay the Leviathan. We need to be large such that we can continue to define what is real.
She's saying we need to be the big global monopoly to bully these evil conservatives that don't want to sexualize their five-year-olds or open the borders.
Yes, she's saying keep us large so that we can change the outcome. If 2016 happened again, would the outcome be I love you guys, producer. Your producers are so fast. You pull it up as soon as I'm bringing it up. If the algorithms happened again, would we have a different outcome than 2016? That's the quote. And, Alex, I think there's going to be hearings as a result of this. I think there's going to be whistleblowers. I think, and I'm really sincere, I've known you for 9 years.
I don't think you think. The dam has broken. Sorry, go ahead.
I really think this is the moment that we have been waiting for, where the heroes amongst us. Because it's one thing, Alex, if I infiltrate or I go undercover, this is them. This is them giving us the information. So I'm just really excited, and I know there's going to be more news to break.
No, I agree. Remember 2 years ago, you brought it out, and it later came out in the news. Google is more afraid of whistleblowers than anybody, and is running NSA-level spying on their own people.
I think what we really need, though, is we need people to contact Google. Your listeners are, what can I do? What can I do? Well, other than blow the whistle inside a company, I think, and you can do that by sending us an encrypted email, veritastips@protonmail.com.
Beautiful.
But what we need to do is, I don't have the email address in front of me, but the press office at Google, we've got to email them and get a comment. We've got to get a statement from Google about this. We've got to get a reaction.
Well, they're going to try to cover this up, but internally, this is going to run through all their employees, and they know they're in a cult. They know it's getting more out of control. Let's shift the minutes we have left, and please come back soon. I know you're working very hard. James will keep it projectveritas.com. The audience here can override the AI, and that's why you're here. The audience has to email this, Facebook it, call Talk Radio, call C-SPAN, call the White House. Trump has to act now on this. I mean, this, like you said, congressional hearings coming in July. You've got Congress people calling you, obviously senators calling you. You have given them the mother load. This is like Al Capone being caught, you know, with dead bodies.
But most people are on the take. I mean, right? That's the whole, the New York Times is supposed to be no fear or favor. The bottom line is most people in this country are either afraid or they are on the take that Google is such a powerful company. I mean, most people are afraid to publish a story about a company that can censor and define their income because most distribution happens through the social media companies. So Project Veritas does not have any advertisers. I can't be boycotted. I can't be bought or sold. I refuse to compromise on my principles. I refuse to settle lawsuits, Alex. I've won 5 lawsuits. I'll go all the way to a jury verdict, which I did, and I won. And I think that people are, the Goliath fears the little guy if the little guy stands on principle, right?
Oh, I got to say it, James, if people want to see a thoroughbred Americana hero and a crew that have gone through the fire, you're it. InfoWars has done it. Only a few others. You are the example. And we just salute you and thank you for all your courage and everything you've done. And I guess you've got even, I'm told, you told me a few months ago, I have really big stuff coming. What else is coming? Big stuff?
All these people are coming to me in the last 24 hours, more insiders. Yes, I just learned last night there's another person in the company that wants to come forward. It doesn't get better than that. VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com. I urge you, if you work for one of these organizations and you do want to tell the truth to people, contact us. We'll work with you.
James, fabulous. I admire you and your whole crew. You are the blood of freedom. We salute you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The reason why I decided to come to Project Veritas is because people need to know what's actually going on with Google. There's this facade about what they're doing, but what they're actually doing, what the employees are actually seeing inside the company, is different.
Well, the reason we launched our AI principles is because people were not putting that line in the sand. They were not saying what is fair and what's actual. They were like, well, we are a big company. We're going to say it.
People voted for the current president.
They're not an objective piece. They're not an objective source of information.
But then there are things. It's about ML fairness.
ML fairness, it seems.
Fairness.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be fair.
If you also train your algorithms like if anyone sees up on the game, would their outcome be different?
They are a highly biased political machine. That is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again.
The 2020 is certainly on top of now my old organization, but safety's top of mind. They've been working on it since 2016 to make sure we're ready for 2020.
This is a Goliath, I am but a David, trying to say that the emperor has no clothes.
I got called in front of Congress multiple times, making pressure, so not changing.
Being a small little ant, I can be crushed, and I'm aware of that. But this is something that is bigger than me. This is something that needs to be said to the American public.
What? Elizabeth Warren is saying that we should break up Google. And, like, I love her, but she is very misguided. Like, that will not make it better. It'll make it worse. Now, all these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next situation. Like, a small company cannot.
And it's like.
Space, no one can hear you scream. You can't hear explosions either. Let me tell you something. Congress at the Pentagon, that arrogant president of censorship running her mouth is the final frickin' nail. Because there's things bigger than money in Congress. And little chicken necks running their mouths about stealing elections. You're not putting it back together, Humpty Dumpty. That's Death Star destruction level. That doesn't mean we've won the war, but we just blew the living snot out of them. They've tried to indict O'Keefe. They've sued him. He hasn't backed down. And there's all other folks in the same boat as us. O'Keefe's it. And so I admire what he's done, and I hope you financially support him because he's gone through hell. But he loves it. He's gotten so much stronger over the years. He's gotten so much more eloquent and focused, just like we have. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. If you want to use the analogy of your radio listener, you can't see this, but Gollum wants the ring. He goes after the power. He falls into the crack of doom where the ring was forged. Let's show that part. Back it up. And, boy, finally, that big old eye blows up. It is a very, very exciting time to be alive. And it doesn't mean that there's a lot of evil running around. It doesn't mean things aren't really bad. But the tide is starting to turn, and the globalists know it, and they don't know what to do. So that eye, when Hillary lost, said, oh, it's Jones. It's James O'Keefe. It's Drudge. It's Trump. It's his sons. It's his No, it's people not wanting to live under you. And you're not going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle, sweetheart. Because there's one thing about leftists. They are trained at universities that they are the ruling class. And they're going to rule. And the minute they try to go out and rule people that are auto mechanics and police officers and people that own pool companies or restaurants or machine factories or farmers or ranchers, or the minute they try to go out and rule all these people that don't want to rule anybody, you're going to find out who knows how to work hard, who knows how to overpower you, who knows how to infiltrate you. We will destroy you politically. So you better sit there and you better double down. Let me tell you something. All your lies, at the end of the day, have only made us stronger. I'm not like you where I believe in fantasy land. So if you say the most worst things about me all over every TV station, everywhere, I walk with my head high. And I was in downtown Austin to see my middle daughter doing a music show. And I've never shook so many hands or had so many liberals or leftists come up to me and they said, I used to hate you, but I looked at what you said and thought it was true. Or I saw that latest thing and I was kind of on the fence, but that's a lie. I said, it's okay. It's all right. They have attacked us and lied about us so much that it just made us stronger. And that's this incredible real alchemy. They want to lie and cheat and steal and do all this stuff to us. And they thought we were bullied by them, but we were asleep. And now we're awake. So it's an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see amazing things happen. Oh, Antifa says on this big July 4th parade, they're going to attack the July 4th parade. They're calling for attacking it, attacking anyone with American flags. Trump's having a Salute to America event outside the White House. It's $5 for each person. They vowed to attack that and keep anybody from getting into it. But the media will show the event before it opens and say no one was there, just like 2016. It wasn't that Trump cared about the crowd size, which was record. He cared about that the whole media would lie and show a photo before the gates opened to the commons, to the monument, to the mall, and he was just like, they're that bad? And it's a process for all of us to go through just how bad they are and just how much they'll lie. And for them, they're on the air saying Trump's a Nazi, concentration camps. Trump's election was like JFK and RFK and MLK being killed. And the lies just get crazier and more ridiculous and more stupid and more insane. Because they don't have any truth. They're just the globalists that got put in to sell us out to foreign powers. But the minute we woke up to that, we started putting our own people back in. Doesn't mean they're angels. Doesn't mean they're perfect. But you know what? They weren't born and bred to piss on the country. They weren't born and bred to hate capitalism. They weren't born and bred to hate somebody else because they had something. They were born and bred to end slavery and try to end racism. They were born and bred to empower women like nobody else did. So the time of hating ourselves and being told we're pieces of crap is coming to an end. I want to hear some special reports when we come back. The Gerald Celente's taking over. But, yeah, we'll play this Ilhan Omar that I haven't gotten to. Just the arrogance. Because she makes up for the fact that she comes from a country of slavery where her own people enslaved women. And she came here illegally and married her brother and reportedly had three children with him. And all she's got is her arrogance telling you how much you suck all day and how you owe her something. I don't want to break. We're coming back with it. And then, some special reports we've not aired that are so good, we got to air them. Meanwhile, I didn't even get to Paul Watson's latest report on InfoWars.com. The Pentagon now recognizes incels as 99% of school shooters. We broke that years ago and profiled them. Devil-worshipping white males who hate women are every mass shooter.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mob of
the Straight Spot fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com,
because
that's a bunch of people out here. I'm
talking
about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and
NewsWars.com.
We knew the censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Gerald Celente's got a particularly powerful program lined up today. We're in the fourth hour in the war, and Owen Schroyer's coming up. Don't forget, Wednesday and Thursday night, I'll be here. Owen Schroyer and many others. It's Clown World. Two nights only. The greatest show on earth. The Democrat debates. So many of them, it takes two nights to look at all these cockroaches. InfoWars.com/show. Spread the word. All right. I want to hit this Ilhan Omar because I mentioned a few days ago, and she's teaming up with AOC. to bitch about America. And imagine, she gets here 10 years ago, married to her brother, reportedly has three children with him, gets elected to Congress by the guilt-ridden Minnesotans, and then says, oh, I will call people being stopped trying to get into the U.S. from their collapsed countries, concentration camps, where we're just figuring out who's adults and who are children. And then the media reruns the photos of Obama with kids in cages, which, again, all it was chain-link fence. What do you do when 30% aren't even with their parents? There's kids unattended, thousands pouring across a day. You're just like, oh, just hand them over to Democrats in child sex slavery, which the Senate report admits. But she sits there holding her fake love. Oh, I'm pulling up next to your ship. I'm climbing on. Women are sex slaves in Somalia and have no rights. But I'm going to come here and tell you how good Islam is and how America sucks and shake my finger at you and wear my little get up. Damn, she's so ugly. I'm glad she wears that hood over her head. Like an ugly donkey. She got this donkey literally pissing in our face all day. Give me a break. I mean, my God. You come here, you get elected to Congress in 10 years, you sucked off welfare the whole time, you pig, you America-hating pig, and then you get here and tell us how much we suck all day. Here she is.
Could I get a moment of your time? Could you tell me, do you agree with AOC that ICE is running concentration camps on the border?
There are
look at that area.
And people are being
sorry, back it up again. Just look at her. I don't even back her up. She just says, we're talking 75 IQ. Okay, inbred like the day is long. But she's got a will to dominate you, and you will bow to her. She's the pirate. She's the king. She comes from the failed state. You're going to bow like a rattlesnake biting you on the neck. Your carotid arteries belong to her fangs. Let's see her again. Here she comes toddling up like a Day of the Dead zombie to suck our soul.
Hi, could I get a moment of your time? Could you tell me, do you agree with AOC that ICE is running concentration camps on the border?
There are camps, and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversial thing for her to say. We have to really truthfully speak about what's taking place, and this is why it's really important for us to abolish ICE and make sure that we have an agency that is accountable to the people, that is dealing with the situation in a humane way. There's no way that we can allow for kids to be caged in this country, separated from their families, and people being terrorized in their communities.
We have to
make sure that we are calling it out, and I am 100% without.
What a demon. What an arrogant, inbred demon. But inbreeding causes that. Now, she's sitting there. She has no freedom in her country. She's a slave. You're kidnapped in 5 minutes. Women have no rights. But she's here telling us that collapsing borders, like if you fly on an airplane, they check your ID. She's saying just let everybody in. Don't even check them. But again, the Senate report, Washington Post admits, a third of the kids aren't even with their parents, many sex slaves. But she just says let them all in. What a monstrous pig. What a monstrous creature. But here's Biden. He says it's time for that physical revolution.
Or let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it. Because we have to be able to change what we're doing within our system.
And then you've got the city councilwoman a few weeks ago that just got elected in Denver, another AOC prototype, saying by any means necessary, which means violence. Now here it is.
I don't believe that our current economic system actually works.
Hey, pause again. Oh, I get it. A crony capitalist system is bad enough. You want communism where a bunch of elites run everything and everybody starves to death, like Venezuela or Cuba. I think our system sucks. We need to do good. Here, let's go back to her.
I don't believe that our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate...
Hey, pause. Start over again. Capitalism is extractive. Any political or economic system is extractive. Think about that. Like, communist countries have the worst environmental standards of anybody. But notice the communist protesters, the green protesters, they don't want coal plants shut down in China. They want them shut down in Germany or here because it's cheap fuel. But Bernie Sanders says,
white people do not know what it's like to be poor. Ethan never had a job in his life except swindling universities and multi-million-dollar homes and $100,000 sports cars. So let's go back to the lady, the new city council lady in Denver.
I don't believe that our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. That's land, labor, or resources.
Hey, pause again. I think that just listen to her spewing what our universities teach us. The big banks want failure. The big mega corporations want you to be an idiot. So she's like, oh, the exploiter is bad. I mean, just listen to this as if communism and things don't... Someone's being exploited. And she just rattles this crap off like, oh, yes, ma'am, teach us how it works. Because in communist systems, they don't elect people, dumbass. They have Politburos. The ruling party puts their lackeys in forever. That's exploitive. Che Guevara called Hispanics in Mexico cockroaches because they wouldn't be communist and communalize and leave their pieces of property. He goes, oh, these poor, horrible things. Read his quotes about Mexicans. Oh, these stupid Mexicans, these little dumb cockroaches. They won't give up their land. Either they have like 50 acres and communalize and let us take over. Yeah, they wouldn't let you sit over them and execute them and do whatever they wanted. And you got pissed off. Because you're Che Guevara. Oh, my God, Che Guevara, you're so cool looking. So let's hear from this dumb as a box of bricks lady. Here she is.
We're in late phase capitalism and we know it doesn't work and we've got to move into something new.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. And so whatever that morphs into, I think is what will serve community the best. And I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary.
And that little, she's thinking about me, 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 me. I know, you have the bloodlust, my darling. And you can't talk to her. Can't talk to her. Can't talk to her. You have to accept the state as your Lord and Savior. Very, very sad. This is who the left's running. Plenty of young, smart Hispanic women who are conservative or Christian or at least nationalist, but oh, no. No, no, no. We've got to find people brainwashed to all make it racial and then run these individuals who are so pissed that they fought to get here so they can overturn it as big mega banks like Google, Google has a bank, set offshore and prepare our downfall. This is the weapon system. This is the cancer. This is the program. You know, I said I'd get to all these reports and I didn't. So when we come back, we'll get to these reports I haven't hit yet. There are so many big ones. We'll air the global 5G rollout exodus of the elites away from 5G has begun. Big boil down that's so important from yesterday. And we'll play just a clip where she says it. Liberal says unborn babies are tapeworms. Millie Weaver, full video up on InfoWars.com. And then we've got some other reports here that we're going to be airing. And then Gerald Celente takes over. Please don't forget, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off all the supplements. Without you funding us, we won't be here. Please take action today. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The elite are all moving to New Zealand in underground bunkers for the collapse of civilization. Well, I explained that that is a diversion. That's where a bunch of Hollywood folks have been led by James Cameron. There is a client government there that's socialist, and they are working with the government. He also has a private navy to escape what he says will be the mass culling of the earth. I first broke that more than 12 years ago. He's now gone public the last five. I
told you for at least 5 years that my contacts in the global elite and wealthy of the United States and Europe are basically engaged in a mass exodus to New Zealand, the Cook Islands, and other areas because, in their words, talking to a major defense contractor owner, there won't be a United States once this takes place.
The super rich of Silicon Valley have a doomsday escape plan. Bloomberg. Why Silicon Valley billionaires are prepping for the apocalypse in New Zealand. Terminator director James Cameron, the machines have already won. Then you've got, again, Elon Musk saying the end of the world's coming. They're going to depopulate us. The elites have decided to get rid of us. The U.S. elites buying up New Zealand redoubts to escape crack up of civilization. Now, what is the crack up of civilization? What do they know that we don't know? Well, we actually do know. Normal cell phone radiation from the towers and the phones causes massive brain tumors, massive breakage of DNA. We've been spending years covering all that. It's a fact. Here's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. Mind control by cell phones. Scientific American admit they can put over different wavelengths to actually control your brain with the carrier weapons on it, developed by the DARPA and the CIA. Doctor says children particularly vulnerable to the dangers of 5G. 5G danger. Hundreds of respected scientists sound the alarm about health effects of 5G networks go up nationwide. Cancer cluster, California elementary school results in removal of Sprint cell tower. Even the teachers are dying. I'm giving you a gestalt. I'm giving you a one millionth of the knowledge. I'm serious. But imagine, it's a lot of knowledge, isn't it? So how would they release a bioweapon and be safe from it? How would they have 5G that gives you cancer or resonates with certain viruses to actually make them replicate and turn off your immune system? That's in major studies. And under Nick Megashone and others about the hundreds of patents.
From an article that was originally in a Russian journal called Orienteer, a military journal. And what it talked about and was later absolutely supported in mainstream reports within the United States and academic studies was the idea that any electromagnetic carrier, any system that can carry a signal, can carry a sub-signal, a signal on it that allows you to manipulate the behavior of people within contact of that signal. Now, what can be used is the internet, telephone, radio networks, power grids, any of the things that essentially carry a part of the electromagnetic spectrum that you can manipulate.
They're doing an emergency operation to save the Earth from humans. And so they've got to all get rich and powerful and dumb us down and turn us against each other and destroy new technologies and clean technologies. No. No, the truth is they're just sabotaging things and taking over. I later learned that the Silicon Valley crowd is running to Kauai, Hawaii, where the most secretive Pentagon, NSA, super weapons, space-based weapons are directed from. Again, they're building fortresses there, and that's come out in the news. And I mean underground bases. I mean rocks that pop up and have, you know, huge double 50 caliber guns in them. I'm talking about drone attack helicopters. I've talked to folks in Kauai that have worked on them. I got told by a high-level government individual, and then I got told by a major Hollywood producer, within a month of each other, I ought to move to West Virginia. 14,000 square miles. No technology allowed but NASA bases. And it turns out they've got a couple of these in Canada, in northern Canada, right before the Arctic Circle. They're building air bases, helicopter bases, all of it. And you read and you study that all these ultra-rich people are moving into the area, and they have been for decades. It's all these breakaway scientific projects that are overlapping, that are building towards some larger endgame. And they're going from beta test now to operational. And all of it kills people. But kills you slowly, where you never know what hit you. There's a big plan. And we ain't it.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. It has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
What are you guys out here for?
I'm out here to get rights for everybody who needs them.
So who do you think needs the rights the most?
Anybody with a uterus.
Anyone with a uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about the unborn babies in the womb? They have uteruses, believe it or not. Like female babies in the womb have uteruses. So you said anyone that has a uterus should have rights.
Yes, but they are not breathing, living human beings yet. So,
well, their heart's beating. Doesn't that count for living?
Cells vibrating.
It's not a heartbeat?
It's cells vibrating.
At what point is it not just cells vibrating?
I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor, but it's not at 6 weeks.
Okay, so do you think that babies should be allowed to be aborted up until
I don't believe
whenever?
I believe they're fetuses, and it's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. that has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
Wow. Don't you think that's kind of cold and callous to think
cold
that way?
Cold and callous is to shove your fingers inside somebody.
I don't think she's with any organization, so let's
no,
try and stop talking to them.
Okay.
Animals get killed.
Animals get killed?
Yeah. They're living and breathing.
Okay. So what about the rights of human beings, though? Should human rights, should you know, human rights matter?
They can't even, they're so small, they can't even think. Do you remember back to when you were that young?
Well, some women are saying we should have abortion, like she just said, at any time in the pregnancy, even up until the day before.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Whatever's best for that woman should be that woman's choice. It should not be no government's choice. It should be up to that woman.
So that baby can survive on its own outside the womb in the third trimester.
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yet, it's okay to kill it. She's going to have to, you know, give birth to it anyway. Why give birth to a dead baby when you can let it live?
Can you go over that way?
Oh, don't touch me, ma'am. Don't touch me. This is a public area. I'm allowed to be here.
This is why we're here.
Okay. Ignore her. Okay, all right. I'm being pushed right now. You don't have a right to touch me. It's my body. My choice. This is my body. The baby in the womb is not your body.
We are fighting for.
Except we're concerned about the baby's body that isn't your DNA. It's not your body. It's not their body. No, it's not.
Say that it's not their body.
It's their baby.
Their body. That is your body.
This is my body.
That is your
I'm talking
right.
about the baby in the belly is not their body.
That is not their body.
It's not their DNA.
It's a fetus.
Okay, so I have a question.
Don't pay no attention to her.
So why do women that have Rh negative blood have to get shots so that they don't reject the baby because they have different blood types?
Because that's their choice.
Because it's a different DNA. It's a different body.
It's still their choice.
Still their body.
It's a different. We're talking out here, and people are, you know.
Dude, you're actually kind of interrupting this.
Okay.
So go away.
Well, you guys are talking about interrupting the lives of unborn babies.
No, ma'am. I was raped, and I am not going to be forced to have my rapist child. I would have killed myself. Many women would have killed themselves.
Rape
you want death.
Rape is the small majority.
No, it
majority.
Doesn't matter. And you know what?
It's a very
a
small
majority
fraction.
Than you think. It's larger than you think. You need to go. You need to go. You need to go.
No one's judging people that were raped. We're having dialogue about what limitations there should be. People are getting really upset right now. I'm just trying to ask people questions on what the limitations are. You know, if you're going to hold a belief, people should be allowed to ask you questions about the you know, the ideas you're holding. Yeah, people are just kind of coming up, pushing me, putting their hands on me. I'm just trying to do interviews and ask questions, and people are not happy with, I guess.
You get in the way of us having.
I'm not interrupting them.
Yeah.
I'm literally not.
You don't mind if you're here. It's fine. But, like, we couldn't hear the speakers, and so, if you could go to that side of the crowd, we don't mind that you're here, we just don't want you to interrupt the program. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm listening to the program, and I'm mm-hmm. participating in the program out here with you guys, mm-hmm. so I'm just asking people questions as to why you believe what you believe, because if you guys want to have your message out there to people, you're going to have to make convincing arguments to convince people to support the beliefs that you want.
I'm not trying to get into it with you. I'm just asking if you could move to that side of the podium.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.